VOA News. President Trump says he misspoke when he said in Helsinki that he doesn't see why Russia would have interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
This is what President Trump actually said at the news conference in Helsinki on Monday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
And here's today's clarification.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
He added that he accepts the American intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election, but he did deny that his campaign had colluded in that effort. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A federal grand jury on Tuesday indicted a Russian woman on one count of conspiracy and one count of illegally working as an agent of the foreign government in connection with a secret scheme to influence American politics. 29-year-old Maria Butina is a gun rights advocate with close ties to the National Rifle Association. She was arrested Sunday on charges of working as an agent of the Russian government inside the United States. She's accused of secretly working to develop personal relationships with influential Americans and to infiltrate political organizations such as the NRA for the purpose of advancing Russian interests in the United States. Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7 others. 25 Taliban were killed and wounded, 15 wounded. Kandahar is close to the border with Pakistan. This is VOA News. Dozens of Syrian civilians carrying white flags gingerly approached the Israeli border along the Golan Heights Tuesday in an apparent appeal for protection from Russian and Syrian airstrikes. Syrian forces have launched an operation to take back the last parts of the southwest still in rebel hands, with about 160,000 people stuck in the middle. The European Union and Japan have signed a new free trade deal that creates the world's largest open economic zone. It covers a third of the global economy. European Council President Donald Tusk says the deal aims to shine a light in the increasing darkness of international politics.
We are sending a clear message that you can count on us. We are predictable, both Japan and the EU. Predictable, responsible, and will continue defending a world order based on rules, on freedom, on transparency, and common sense.
The deal was signed Tuesday in Tokyo. It's the largest ever negotiated by the 28-member European bloc. The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office estimates 280 people have been killed, including 19 police officers, and 1,830 injured during protests against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government. It says the state and pro-government armed groups are to blame for the overwhelming number of deaths and injuries. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there is a growing sense of dread that violence will escalate in the lead-up to the anniversary, with more loss of life and a further erosion of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former President Barack Obama is in South Africa to observe the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth.
I believe in Nelson Mandela's vision. I believe in a vision shared by Gandhi and King and Abraham Lincoln. I believe in a vision of equality and justice and freedom and multiracial democracy built on the premise that all people are created equal.
Obama spoke to 14,000 people at a soccer stadium in Johannesburg. He warned about the rise of nationalism and totalitarianism. He said Mandela's struggles and successes inspired him to run for office and become the first black American president. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.